Hello. So my name is Patrick Ba. I'm from France, Lille, north of France. And so this talk is going to be about water marking security, mostly how to design secure embedding scheme. And I will show you how to use a nice mathematical theory called optimal transport in order to minimize the distortion and also to guarantee security. So the outline is very simple. First introduction on watermarking security, then I will propose requirements in order to achieve secure embedding. I will propose so different embedding schemes and compare them using a performance analysis, and I will conclude my talk afterward. Okay, what means security in watermarking? So security has nothing to do with JPEG compression or additional white Gaussian channel. It's you have to consider first an adversary. This is very important because the adversary has a brain, is able to try to hack your system to perform attacks. It can have limited or unlimited problem power. It is going to depend on your scenario that you're going to consider. But this is someone that will try so to hack your system. The adversary, you have to consider that he has a bunch of material. The material can be, for example, the watermark decoder, detector, then he would be able to perform what we called Oracle attack. Here we're going to consider that the adversary will have contents that are watermarked already, and they are watermarked with the same key. You can have other scenarios where you assume that the adversary, for example, knows the message that are embedded in the watermark content. It really depends on the scenario. Another strong assumption is that you assume that the adversary knows everything about the watermarking scheme except the secret key. This is also one of our assumptions. And what are going to be the objectives of the adversary? In our case, it's going to be to estimate the secret key, and if it's estimated, to alter or copy the message. Okay, I'm not going to talk actually a lot about what the adversary is going to doing to do, because in our case, we're going to design secure embedding scheme. So here are the assumptions that we are using. We consider that the host is Gaussian. This makes sense thanks to the central limit theorem, of course. Another assumption is the fact that the host is IID, identically and independently distributed. We assume that all the content are watermarked using the same secret key, and this means that there is an attack called WOA, watermark content only attack. So we are in this framework. The adversary has only watermark content. He doesn't know about the embedded message, for example. So the goal here are to design a secure scheme and also to play with the two other very strong constraints in watermarking, meaning the embedding distortion that has to be minimized, and also to maximize the robustness. Okay? How to minimize, maximize robustness. So here we use a rationale already used since a long time in watermarking. It's to use informed coding and use side information from the host. This comes from the famous Costas paper on dirty paper watermarking. And the main idea is to generate different coding regions that will code for the same message. And the embedding is very simple in this case. Since you have different embedding regions, in order to embed a message, you go to the closest decoding regions, and you're able to minimize the distortion. Okay. So now I will sum up the three main requirements for secure embedding. So the first one, I called it distribution splitting. You want to achieve a very strong statistical property. It's called either perfect secrecy in steganography or stego security in watermarking. It means that the distribution of the content, the original content, so P of X, and the distribution of the watermarked content, I call it P of Y, given the key, are exactly the same. If you have these properties, then the adversary cannot do anything about, it cannot attack your system because it doesn't know if the coefficients are watermarked or even if they carry a message. Okay? Here we assume that we are doing binary embedding. It means that actually you can split your distribution of watermark content P of Y into two distributions. The one for the message 0 and the one for the message 1. And of course, you have to divide by 2 in order to normalize the distribution. In order to achieve this splitting, we're going to use a partitioning function, JG. And you will see, I will show you an example. But basically, once you have JG, you can compute the distribution for 0 according to this partitioning function, and you can compute the distribution of watermark content embedding 1 also according to this partitioning function. Here is an example of the J function. So it's this blue stepwise function. And so you see that the Gaussian function here is divided, so it's in two parts. Here I just show you the part for embedding 0, but you have also the other part for embedding 1. So the blue curve here is the distribution when you embed zeros. If you add the two distributions, so the complementary one for embedding 1, you're going to have exactly the same distributions and the distribution of the host. Okay. So this is the first requirement, distribution splitting. Now we have to find a mapping in order to go from the distribution of host content, which is Gaussian, with our assumption, to the new distribution when you want, for example, to embed a 1. Okay? You can find plenty of different mappings, of course. So this is we're going to call this mapping function T, capital T. And so the requirement, as I already said, so you have to fit the two distribution. The third requirement is that you want to find the mapping that will minimize the embedding distortion. How do we so? So this is important because you can invent plenty of different mapping, but there is only one that will minimize the average L2 distribution. And here we use optimal transport in order to do this. So the optimal transport theory gives implicit formula of the mapping in the case of scalar distribution, so in 1D. It's given by the cumulative distribution function capital F of the density of the watermark content that is applied on the cumulative distribution function of the host content capital F of X here. This is the mapping formula. You can also derive the embedding distortion. It's written here. And so you can, once you know the distribution, you can compute the mapping for each distribution you've chosen. Here is an example. So still my host distribution and the target distribution for embedding 0. You have one example of such a mapping here. So this mapping will enable to minimize the distortion on average. Now that everything is done, you can choose different partitioning function of your distribution in order to perform embedding. This is what was called transport natural watermarking. So here the distribution is very simple. If you want to embed 0, all the watermark coefficients are going to be on the left side of the Gaussian distribution. If you want to embed 1, it's going to be on the right side. This is not informed because you have only one coding region or detection region, and it comes from previous works. Now you can play with the distribution and design new distribution. Here is an example where all coding region has the same area, so the same probability. So the area here is the same than this one and so on. So I called it P natural watermarking because all the region have the same probability P in order to as the same probability P, yes. You can also symmetrize this distortion, and you have P bar natural watermarking. It's exactly the same than the previous one, but I perform a symmetry according to around zero, okay? Here, again, I managed to have the splitting distribution requirement, and I'm able to perform the embedding. The last partitioning function I tried is called delta natural watermarking, where here all the embedding region has the same width, that is called delta, so it's very similar to the Scalar-Costa scheme or to QAM, but on here you have a secure embedding in this case. Okay, so I will now compare the different watermarking method regarding bit error rate. Okay, I want to evaluate now the last constraint, the robustness. So I will, I'm going to assume additive white Gaussian noise channel. And here is a comparison between delta natural watermarking and transport natural watermarking. It's just to evaluate the benefit of doing informed coding. And as you can see, so this lower curve plot is for delta natural watermarking. So you can see that you can achieve a smaller bit error rate once you consider informed coding, especially for large WNR. WNR is watermark to noise ratio, of course. So this is so first benefit. Now, if I compare so the different embedding, so delta natural watermarking, P natural watermarking, and P bar natural watermarking, again, for different watermark to noise ratio, you can see that, for example, in this case, we have a watermark to content ratio of minus 5 dB. In this case, so first, the P natural watermarking gives the best performance below minus 5 dB. And after, you have to use P-bar natural watermarking in order to decrease your bit error rate. If I decrease again the watermark to content ratio, I wanted also to compare now with unsecure but known to be robust watermarking scheme. So you have two more plots that come respectively for improved split spectrum here. So you can see, for example, that the improved split spectrum offers, of course, lower bit error rate for low WNR, and the Scalar-Costa scheme here, which offers also lower bit error rate. So this is kind of known in secure watermarking. It's very hard to be both robust and very secure. The robust scheme here are more robust than the secure one. Another embedding distortion, minus 11 dB. Here you can see that mainly the delta natural watermarking outperforms the two other embedding schemes. So the bit error rate is much lower for this one. If again I compare with the Scalar-Costa scheme and the improved split spectrum, I can see that the Scalar-Costa scheme gives even better bit error rate, even if as at WNR equal to zero, you have very close performances. So this is also interesting. Now I will conclude my talk. So it's important so to perform distribution splitting, so to split your distribution in order to achieve secure embedding. You have also to find a way to match the two distributions, so the one of the host and the one of the watermarked content. In order to do this, you can use optimal transport. It works fine in one dimension. The problem is that in multidimensional, it's more complicated, but you can use other optimization algorithms in order to minimize the distortion. There is a gain of using informed coding also for secure embedding. And unfortunately, so the best partitioning depends on the embedding distortion, WCR, and also of the noise. So we don't have a magic formula in order to perform both secure and embedding scheme. The perspectives are first to link what we can do using secure adaptation of the scalar SCOTA scheme. So there have been a paper last week on this using adaptation of the scalar SCOTA scheme. And there are also more fundamental problems like how to compute exactly theoretically the secure capacity, so how much information I can convey while keeping security. And also another problem is that if you want to add secure embedding with low bit error rate, you have also to use secure error correcting code, and this is not known right now. So we have to find a way to improve the quality of service, but also guarantee security. It's not easy because if you use error correcting code, you're gonna add dependence between the symbols that you're gonna embed, and this dependence can be a security leakage. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, we have time for a couple of questions.
Yes.
Patrick, I kind of missed and didn't understand the first part. You said you were going to work on a secure system. I'm not quite sure what type of security does your method address, okay. And why is it secure in the first place? Because you kind of mentioned security in the first two slides, and you never argued why this is a secure
okay.
system.
Okay. Here, the scenario is that the adversary will have only water market content and will try to estimate, so he will have a bunch of water market content. All won't be watermarked, only a set of them will be watermarked. And we assume that all these samples are Gaussian and IID, okay? So the goal of the adversary will be to, for example, estimate the set of samples that convey the watermark. So if you want to do this, he has to use some kind of security attack. It can be, for example, looking at the distribution, find cluster, perform independent component analysis. You have very different way to perform watermarking attack in the security level, at the security level. Here, we assume that there is no possible attack since all the coefficients have the same distribution. So the adversary won't be able to know which coefficients are watermarked.
So, but that, I'm still not quite understanding. What is the goal of the attacker? I'm still not getting it. So what is the threat analysis that you're trying to prevent or to analyze?
So it's to... If you have this scenario, if you have N coefficient and only a set of M coefficient convey the information, but the M coefficient, the location of this M coefficient come from a secret key, the goal of the adversary will be to try to estimate which coefficient convey the information. Okay? So...
So, and then the next question would be, why, if that's the case, why is this system? Because I didn't see any security analysis. I only saw a robustness analysis.
Here, the security is granted because you assume, because with the embedding, you have exactly the same distribution before and after embedding. It means that if I play the bad guy and I am the adversary, I won't be able to locate which coefficient carries a watermark. So if I want to try to modify, alter the message, I have to add a noise on all the coefficients of my stream. I cannot select which one carries a message as an adversary.
Well, we'll have to talk offline.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to skip to the next paper. So thank you very much again.